Hey everybody, Pastor Mock here. We are continuing our study in John Downham's book, The Cure for Unjust Anger. And this episode, we are looking at the different kinds of anger, two different kinds of unjust anger, and then three different kinds of unjustly angry people. Now we're going through this categorization, not as a purely intellectual study, just so that we would know that there are varieties of anger expressed unjustly. Obviously, that's not the concern for us. We want to have a renewal of the mind. We want a renewal of the affections. And the one way that we get to putting on righteous anger and putting on kindness is by examining ourselves. We want to examine our anger and take our angry thoughts captive to the zeal and justice of Christ. So that's why we are examining unrighteous anger. And Lord willing, in future videos, we will consider how we can move forward in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. So a couple expressions of unjust anger, and as I talk about these, consider which one describes you more often. I imagine each of these would describe you depending on circumstances or seasons of life. So the first kind of unjust anger is hidden, covered anger. So you're angry unjustly, but you're hiding it from the object of your wrath, at least for a period of time. So the serpent in Genesis 3 certainly hid his anger against God and against Adam and Eve and tempted them in the garden. He didn't come at them in a very visibly angry way. That would have set them on their guard and would have betrayed his true intentions of deceiving them. Cain in Genesis 4:8 also had a hidden, covered anger. Abel would not have gone with Cain in the field if Cain had expressed to Abel his intentions of murdering Abel. But they were out in the field together, and then all of a sudden, finally, Cain sought an opportunity to murder his brother, and so he did. But the anger was in his heart, and festering and growing, and he was waiting for the opportune time. I also think of Absalom in 2 Samuel 13, 22 and 23. Remember the incident with Amnon and Tamar, Amnon raping his sister Tamar and Absalom's brother being really angry about this, obviously, and took Tamar to his own home. And he was angry at Amnon and held in his anger for 2 years. It's a long time to suppress or not show your anger at the object of your wrath. 2 years, and looking for the opportune time, finally seizes the time and has Amnon killed. And of course, Judas, who deceived the disciples. He was among the 12 disciples of Jesus, and they didn't know that he was the one who was going to betray Jesus until he does betray Jesus with a kiss. That's hidden, covered anger. And then there's also an open, professed anger. So the object of your wrath knows that you are angry when you are angry. You've clearly vented. You've expressed yourself, you've expressed how you have been offended, how you have been injured by that individual. And they know it. And this open, professed anger can be, of course, expressed with evil speaking, corrupting talk, evil doing, breaking a window or pounding your fist on a table. Those would be expressions of that open, professed anger, very clearly visible. And I've wondered myself, which would be my preference if I were the object of that person's anger? Would I want that person to just hide it and keep it to himself and never express it? Or express it at a point that is my ruin? Or would I prefer that they just get it out of their system, and so that you know where they stand? You know that some issue is the matter. I don't know. I don't know what would be my preference. It'd be nice to see that honesty, that honest expression, see where you stand with that person. But then if they did that to you all the time, there'd be a lot of conflict. And I don't know. Maybe you have an answer to that, what you would prefer. If so, you can certainly reply. So that's a couple kinds of unjust anger. And then angry people. The three kinds of angry people. The first kind is quickly angered and quickly appeased. So for this kind of person, you are not slow to anger. You are not slow to wrath. You are not quick to hear. You perceive a wrong, and then you just unleash. However that is expressed, you're like a flash in a pan. Just sudden burst of anger. But the flash goes away once the venting has been accomplished. Are you that kind of person? You're quickly angered, but also quickly appeased? Are you anger, or are you slow to anger? Are you quick to hear, quick to listen to someone, or are you quick to speak without having heard all the sides to an issue? Second kind of angry person is someone who is slow to anger, but hard to pacify. So it takes you a while to get angry. Maybe you're slowly coming to a boil. And once you've reached that boiling point, you're angry. But you're not quickly appeased. You are hard to pacify. So maybe you forgive your brother 7 times. You are patient and slow to anger. And then, after that 7th time, you choke your servant and try to eke out of a fellow servant, every ounce of payment, retribution for, what that person did to you, how that person offended you. Are you slow to anger and hard to pacify? If so, then you're showing a heart that does not easily forgive. And the third kind is someone who is quickly angered and slow to reconcile. So it doesn't take a lot to set you off, but it does take a lot to change your heart to want to do something about it and to reconcile. And Downham says that this kind of person is by nature monstrous and like Satan. He doesn't have good words for this kind of person. It's a warning, obviously. Say this is like an all-consuming fire. You're quickly angry, and everything in your way, every person, every object in your way is going to experience your wrath, and you don't quickly see reason. You don't quickly respond well to the Word of God and His warnings and his exhortations for you to be slow to speak, be quick to forgive. So ask yourself, which one are you? What is your tendency? But don't just ask yourself. Ask somebody that you trust. Maybe ask a spouse. It could be enlightening also if you're a parent to ask a child. Ask a trustworthy friend. Ask to help you see how you express anger. And then don't get angry when they tell you. You be quick to hear, quick to listen to what they have to say. Don't be slow to act. Take what they say and examine it and see where you are. And then you're one step closer to correcting the problem by God's grace. We'll see you next week.